thing to get it to get her strap off of that.
Hello.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey,
oh, yeah. Ken. Hey, Paige. How are you guys doing today?
Fine. Who's this?
This is Gail. I'm the regional pricing director for the Upper Midwest. Yeah, sorry about that.
He switched you over and didn't even know you did.
Oh, well, and you know, I have to apologize. My phone system is playing tricks on me today. He tried to transfer you over, and the electronics just went squirrely. I apologize. But I do...
Oh, that's all right. I hate technology with this.
Well, I was just going to say, I heard you mention something about an island and the technology not working. What's my buy-in? I mean, if you're buying an island...
No, he says, I want to get the right information so that we know how people can find you. And I said, well, if I had my druthers, I wouldn't be found at all and I'd live on an island, but that's not going to happen, so...
Oh, man. For a minute, you gave me hope that that was an option someday. Come on, Ken. You're supposed to give me something good.
Well, you can buy islands. I mean, everybody's got islands for sale. It's just millions of dollars, and I'm not a millionaire. I never will be, so that ain't never going to happen.
Yeah, you know what? I'd have to say I'm probably in the same boat. But, you know, if a bunch of us got together, it can happen.
You're damn right. It'd be a big island, though, because I don't want to see nobody. I hate people anymore.
I'm with you. You can have one end. We'll take the other. We never have to even look at each other. It'll be great. So, Ken, unfortunately, you know, Google's not an island. It's going to give you more work. I hope that's something you're all right with. So, till you get to the island.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right.
Well, I have a pond that's got an island on it, so.
And, you know, I was looking through just kind of how you appear online currently, and Jan had noted, too. Have you had someone that tried to get you on First Page before and they were unsuccessful? Because it kind of looks like you've been trying hard.
I've been on First Page before, and I've been in business for a little while now. I just had some real bad personal tragedies.
I'm sorry about that. I heard something about an ad.
Kind of took the wind out of my sails, so. No, that was my wife that died. She and I created this thing.
Yeah,
43 years.
I'm so
sorry. I kind of went into this stupor, if you want to call it that, for a couple of years, and just kind of everything went to hell. So now I'm trying to get back in the saddle and rebuild this disaster that I made. And so I'm working with, you know, nothing, trying to build. I just got my house out of Hawk, so that took a lot. But now, you know, I need to get back into the market and start getting business again instead of, you know, relying on word of mouth. And I just, it really sucks.
It's hard.
And everything I've done is, and everybody that I've allowed into my world has worked against me. So I finally got all that crap taken care of. Now I just made my last mortgage payment to get the, what do they call it, trial restructure of the loan. Taken care of.
Nice.
I just made that today. But, you know,
congratulations.
So now my house,
that's
mine.
Awesome.
So, but, I hear I'm going to put you on First Page of Google, but Google doesn't work that way. Google works by however many people hit my site. That's what moves me up the list. So I get turned off when people tell me how they're going to put me there, because it's actually my work and my reviews that get me there. And so I kind of, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I've had companies like you that come in. They advertise one thing, I get with them, then I get a call from Angie talking about how the company's out there making fictitious websites on my company and drawing in my customers. And, yeah, I've been taken to the bank, I can't tell you how many times through all this. So I'm real leery, real cautious, and I check everything out real thoroughly because I don't have tens of thousands of dollars to list anymore.
Yeah,
you know,
no,
I've
don't
been
blame
taken you. Tens of thousands of dollars I've been taken for. And I'm beyond that. I can't do it anymore. So
and I I see you tried Angie's too at some point. That's probably one of the ones that just did not go well. Just guessing on what I've heard from other pest control companies.
Well, I started off with Home Advisor, which was amazing because they vet you real thoroughly. And then, I added Angie's and then I just didn't need them anymore. And so I dropped them and then everything went to hell. And now I was just talking to Angie now since they bought out Home Advisor. And apparently there was a bill there that I didn't know I had. And, so I have to pay them whatever it is that I owe them. But,
how much is that?
Yeah, I don't know what I owe. I was on hold for transferred here, and then they hung up on me and I called them back and did the same thing again. So I just, the hell with them. I'm done with it. And then you called.
I guess they don't want you back real bad. Well, anyway, truly, Ken, what I've heard from, pest control companies, but also electricians and plumbers and people in home services across the country, you're probably better off. What they've been getting from everybody I've talked to is a lot of price beaters and just they're looking for the lowest price, and that's all. And things have changed. I mean, I was shocked too. I used to buy, pre-pandemic, I guess, mine started about the same time yours did. I used to buy from Home Advisor also. And, I had the same problems. But getting on the first page of Google is a total game changer. One, you check up the people, the segment of the population who is busier, and they don't have time to call five different contractors and get five different prices so that they can take the time to beat you all up on price. They just want somebody. And so 90% of people, when they're doing a search for a business or a service these days, they are shopping in that map section on the first page of Google. So one of those 3 to 5 companies that's in the map, and we actually can program Peace of Mind Pest Control to be in the map. You won't rotate positions. You won't give up space. Part of our job is getting you in that map on the first page. That's first step. And then, of course, keeping you there. So as Google Premier Channel partners, as algorithms change, we update all of your programming throughout your business, Google Business Profile. And then, we make sure your directory listings are all solid. I see you've got a few. I noticed you on Yelp and Manta. So we're going to get you out to up to about 60 different directories. So Yelp is one we would normally hit, MapQuest, Chamber of Commerce, First Page on Bing.
I think Yelp is one where I think I have, I don't know what you want to call them, if they're bad reviews or not. I know on Google and everywhere else I have nothing but 5-star reviews, but I think there's one or two. I don't know. I haven't seen them, but I think there's one or two of them on there. And this is all when Amy had died, and it was like, he just couldn't get here on time, or he didn't get here at all. But I'm not sure. I haven't read them myself. I've just heard about it. But like I said, there is probably a year and a half, 2 years where I just laid down. I mean, she was on my couch, and I nursed her to death on the couch, and...
I'm so sorry, Ken. That had to be really hard.
I hate going over this.
Oh, I hate, no.
Seems like every day I have to...
And we, you know what?
Go over it and over and over again.
You know what? We don't have to, Ken. I totally get it. We lost our house. We couldn't save it. So I've been there. I mean, you got by. And I'm happy for you. We don't have to dwell on the bad stuff. So one of the things that we'll do too is we'll actually close Anderson for your category of pest control. And now you don't have to travel that far. I notice you like to stay between 25 and 50 miles from home, but we block a 50-mile radius around home base where we'll never promote or work with any other pest control companies in that 50-mile radius. That's your protected area. So that way you've got our undivided attention. We're not promoting your competitors into that first page position. So we're not sending those calls and leads out to them. It'd be dumb if we did. And all of those leads and calls go to you directly. So you'd be getting live calls from people right in the moment that they're searching Google for your services. And we don't charge for clicks or leads or calls. They're unlimited. And, of course, they go directly to you. And I see those two Yelps. I'm just not going to worry about it because it really doesn't carry any weight because you're right. Everything else that's out here about Peace of Mind Pest Control, you're 5 out of 5 star. And those make absolute sense. What happened, why it happened. So I wouldn't worry about anyone, like any possible customers worrying about those couple of Yelp reviews. Yelp, it helps us get you on the first page and keep you there. I mean, it's one fringe of a whole bunch of different pieces of fringe that gets you there. Maybe it's a good way to say it. They're just a directory, kind of like Angie's. They're just a directory. But that first page on Google is a whole different animal. Is that making sense, kind of how the buying shift has changed and Google's done some changing and, boy, even Facebook changed on this.
Yeah, I should be 5 star 100% on Google, and I think
you
I'm
are.
On Facebook too, but there's a, I had a site on there, and, hold on 1 second, would you?
Not a problem.
Oh, good. I'm glad I didn't hang up on you.
No problem. Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, no, somebody was calling in on the other line. I was just trying to make sure who it was.
Oh, gotcha.
But, so I had a short-term girlfriend who, not even a girlfriend, she was just a buddy, if you want to call it that.
Right, right.
And so she, you know, I broke it off with her, and she got on my Facebook thing.
Oh,
and
no.
just wrote this big stupid thing on there talking about you want to hire him and blah, blah, blah. And yeah, and I can't get it off of there. So I don't know what to do about it. But so I just kind of,
well,
you know, you can't, Facebook doesn't let you remove things, I guess.
Right,
but she also
right.
did it on my website. I had somebody build me a website and I owned the domain and everything else. But then she got on there too and we could get it off of there. But that's part of what got ate up in this whole mess of me just laying down. I didn't do anything. I just kind of went into a fog. So nothing got paid, nothing got nothing.
And I don't know how anybody
I'm digging out of
that
now.
Okay.
Well,
no, I think, I think I know it's going to be perfect for you, just kind of getting your legs back underneath you again. And then there's something longer term that I want you to just kind of keep in the back of your head. I'll run it by you now, but it's a little bit longer play, and it might be something for down the road, but we can find out. So we'll talk about the local map programming, which is what we've been talking about. Now, do you still have your Facebook page then for Peace of Mind Pest Control?
Yes.
Excellent. So we won't worry about what she posted. If you put a few more posts, like just a few pictures even, it's going to push it so far down the page, nobody will ever notice it. So I wouldn't worry about that. At least she didn't go and, like, give you lousy Google reviews or something that we really can't get removed. But you can totally bury the Facebook ones and not even worry about it. So the near-term play to get you leads coming in quicker. Do you have any other questions so far, Ken, before I jump to pricing?
No. Pricing is what's going to matter because I'm like, it's going to be, I mean, I'm not going to be able to start it right now because I have to get the money together. That's how bad it is.
Sure. Absolutely.
So I need to know what I'm getting together, and I'll do what I have to do to get it together. I just need to know a number.
You got it.
I have avenues to get the money. I have avenues to get the money. I don't physically have the money this very second, but I'll get it. It's just,
okay.
I need to know how much I'm getting.
And hey, Ken, I'll totally work with you too. I've been where you are and beyond. I mean, mine went the other way. I lost everything. I mean, literally the house and the whole works. So that you are where you are and you've done what you've done to come back. I mean, I'd work with you anyway, but you've been through some superhuman shit, stuff that most people shouldn't have to go through. Sorry about the potty mouth.
That's right. You can say that. I was coming
well,
a minute ago. So.
Well, you can. Technically, I can't. So let me get you pricing, Ken. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. So our pricing is on a flat monthly rate. It's never anything greater, even by a penny. We don't charge for leads or clicks or calls or jobs. We don't add taxes to it because it's a service. So it's always the same. And you'll never go over. And we work on a month-to-month basis. No contracts. We really just don't believe in it. We're a performance-based company, just like you are. You have to go out and earn the trust, and you have to do the work from your clients to keep earning their business. And we feel we should do the same. So we don't lock you into anything long-term. Now, Jan had requested pricing credits for you under our legacy business, and I was going to play around a little bit here with those promo codes and see which got you a better deal, because technically, being that you're kind of just picking the reins back up again, we could go new in business too, so I can get away with either, so I wanted to see how it came out best, and I'm going to see if I can get a website thrown in here for you too, Ken. Let's see. Okay, good. All right. So I found I did Dan's plus a little bit better. So it's actually going to cut your monthly in half. Wow. So normally your monthly would be $5.99. With the credits applied that I was able to get in there for you, it brings it down to $2.99 a month. And then it lowers your setup, from a one-time $2.99 down to $99. So the $99 is a one-time only. You'll never see or hear from it again. I absolutely promise. Even if you pause during the wintertime and then start back up again come spring, there's no fee to start back up. So the $99 is one time, and then it's just that $2.99 flat rate on a month-to-month basis. And already factored into that, so $100 comes straight out of that $2.99 every single month religiously, and it's devoted to your ads on Facebook. So we're going to be drawing business to you from Facebook as well. So that's already built in. You'll never go over. That takes care of your ad spend and your click-throughs every single month. And I was able to get a website thrown in for you. Now, if you happen to still own BestPestControlAnderson.com. Do you still own the domain? There's just nothing on it, Ken, or what's...
I don't know anything about it. PestControlAnderson.com.
Ah.
Oh, that's the one that was going around putting fictitious websites all over my name. That's what that was.
What? Who did that?
Yep.
Who did that?
411 Local.
No kidding.
411 Local.
Yep. Wow.
I got a call from Angie. I got a call from a guy from Andy that was telling me about it because I was a customer of theirs. And, yeah, and they kept taking money out of my account and overdrew my account in a large amount. And I called them, and we went back and forth with it. Well, we didn't. Yeah, you did do that. You need to stop and desist. We called the number that they had listed, and some other Asian lady or something answered the phone. She's in my pest control. That's impossible because I own this freaking company. Who the hell are you? And you better shut the shit down.
Right.
So
right.
I don't know what they've done. I don't know how. I am not technologically savvy. So everybody's taking advantage of that with me to the tunes of tens of thousands of dollars. And so I don't know what they've done or how far spread they are or how to stop them. I threatened them with attorneys, everything. And that now they've just kind of disappeared into the woodwork. So I don't know if they stopped everything or if it's out there. I don't know what the hell it is. That's not me. So
nope,
somehow we got to get that shit out.
Okay. So that's one of the things that you won't have to worry about. We'll get that fixed. So I was able to get a website included for you. So what that means is we'll be able to build and host and do any lifetime maintenance on your websites as long as you're a client of ours. and there's no additional charge. So I don't know if we'll be able to get that domain name back, but we'll get you a new domain name.
My domain name is Peace of Mind Pest Control.
Okay. See, there's nothing on that other one, so that's a good thing. Let me see.
The guy that created one for me, it was Peace of Mind Pest Control, but it was PONPC.co instead of com. And that was supposed to be the newest upcoming thing. But anyways, it's not, obviously. But so Peace of Mind Pest Control is how I want it listed because that's what I am. And
right.
I have my own ideas about my website because I have the way it was set up was there was, you know, like it was broken in categories like roaches or ants or termites or whatever. And then they could click on it and it would go through a slideshow of all the different things I've done or the different, you know, jobs that I've been on and dealt with.
Perfect.
And they can see how advanced and what I do. And then underneath that would be the reviews of those jobs that I've done, because most of my reviews are, he came and did exactly what he said he was going to do and so much more.
Exactly. I'm seeing that here too. Well, now, do you do full-on home inspections too, like as you would do an inspection for a new buyer?
I do VA home loan inspections. The inspections, I do them, I'll go in and I'll inspect, but I'm not a home inspector. I'm not licensed as a home inspector. However, VA, all they care about is termites, and so I'm licensed for that. But when I go do a paid service, when I do a paid service for anybody, I do a top-to-bottom home inspection. I've been in the trades for my whole life. I built custom homes and everything else from the ground up. So I do a top-to-bottom home inspection, and that's where I bump into the mold under the houses, and that's how I get the crawl space jobs. So I don't need to advertise that because I find it anyway. But that's just something. See, I'm one of the last people out there that believe in customer service. So if I'm under a house and I find ductwork that's down, I'll go up to my truck and get metal tape, come down there, and I'll fix it. I won't charge them for it. I'll just do it. And nine times out of ten, they don't even know I did it.
I bet that gets you more work.
Of course it does. But the bottom line is, they're going to pay somebody $600 to go down and put a 6-inch piece of tape on a piece of duct, and I'm already down there.
Why would I
do that? I mean, that's
right.
So
right.
I go down there when I do a crawl space. They're paying me to treat and seal the wood for mold. While I'm down there, I'll put in a vapor barrier. I'll put an automated vent. I'll swab their ducts. I'll tape up their ducts. I'll seal anything a quarter inch or bigger coming out, and I don't charge them for that. If they pay for the material, which is an average $300 in material, I do all that for free. Because it costs enough money to get rid of mold. It costs a whole lot of money to get rid of mold. I don't need to charge them for a couple of more hours worth of work. I do it for free. So that being said, if they put termite bait stations around their home, which is an annual fee of like $325 a year, I give them a lifetime warranty against anything wood destroying in their home at all.
Wow.
So,
well, you offer
I
can see where all these 5-star reviews came from. That, I mean, you really, you totally go above and beyond. I can see why you don't want to be the cheapest guy on Angie's or Home Advisor. You do good work, clearly.
I do quality work.
It definitely, it shows. I mean, it definitely shows. Well,
things that are just, when I started this business, when Amy and I started this business, my second, third year, 4th of July was my customer appreciation day. And I'd send out invitations to all my customers. They'd come out here to my property. I'd go to Kentucky to the warehouses there and buy a truckload of fireworks, barely legal fireworks. And I'd come out here and I'd barbecue all of them, porterhouse steaks, and do fireworks all night for them. And then my birthday's on the 6th, so I'd tell the, you know, couples and stuff that, you know, a drink or whatever, and tell them, you know, come back on the 6th, and that's when the party will be. But I did that for a couple of years, and then Amy got sick and everything went to hell. But
well, let's get you going again. I mean, this is a perfect fit for you. And, I mean, so when an area I wish we'd have found you before that other company did. I've heard the same thing from about the same company, so it doesn't surprise me.
How do I stop them?
Well, so if you're not paying them anymore, which it sounds like you're not, they will have stopped programming and stopped doing everything. So they can't do anything unless they're getting paid for it. So, which is...
Well, I figured they were doing it to get my business. I figured they were just diverting my business somewhere else is what I thought they were doing.
I doubt it. There's no win in it for them if they do that. So they probably just left everything alone. And one of the things that we'll do, Ken, too, actually within those first 7 days, is we'll send a tool out that's going to clean up any bad addresses or email addresses or physical addresses, anything that's out there about peace of mind that's not pointing back to you. And then we go through and we fix any of those that it alerts on. That way, everything that's out there is correct, as it should be, and it can go where it's supposed to, which is to you. So we get that out of the way right away, because you're right, it is important. We don't want any broken links out there. We don't do any fake links or black hat baloney. We've been in business for 18 years. If we'd done black hat fake website links and stuff, we'd have been out of business years ago. I do know, too, that we have a 96% success rate placing and keeping our clients in that map section. And I don't know, odds are probably in your favor at that we'll actually do our job.
that'd be wonderful.
Well, we do. We absolutely do, Ken. I came here to work because when they offered me the job, I had been scammed by that same company and then the other same company and then a couple more to boot. And I was so PO'd when they called. I went, fine. What the heck? Just spend my last dollar and I'll see what these idiots do and what they take from me. And honestly, they were the only one out of four of the same type of companies that actually did what they said they were going to do. So, you know, me coming out of construction at the time, it was kind of a like, oh, so you do what you say you're going to do. That means I can help other small business owners so they don't end up in the same place as me. And that's kind of how it worked out. So that's why I'm here. This company does what they say they're going to do, and I have seen them bend over backwards to help our clients and go above and beyond. We have the same attitude about customer service as you do. If we see something wrong on your website, we're going to fix it while we're there. If we see something wrong in your Google business profile, we're going to fix it while we're there. We're in there all the time adjusting for algorithms. So we might as well put the tape on the duct, right, so that you don't have a leak anymore while we're there.
Right.
So this,
well, it just behooves me the companies do this. I mean, it's like...
I know.
I just, you know...
I know.
It just blows
I went
me
through
away
three of
they
them.
Would actually do some. It's just ridiculous, man.
I know. Well, you know, it's kind of like, I mean, you run into hacks in your business, too, I'm sure. You know, especially under crawl spaces, you've seen some of the garbage that people have hacked together.
Oh,
and you
Christ
don't know.
Almighty, you have not a clue.
Right? and
I end up doing more work for free because of that.
Exactly. And unfortunately, our industry has hacks and a-holes, too. But I tell you, I found the one. They do what they say they're gonna do every single time. So, I would love to help you. I'd like to get you on this listing, Ken. I think it's really gonna be a game changer to get you going again. It'll get you those leads beyond word of mouth, and then you'll have a whole new source of word of mouth too. Just being seen on that first page of Google.
I'm not used to being sitting here this time of year worrying about money. I'm used to being so busy that I can't get home.
Right.
And
well, and I think
that's... I saw a page that says, you know, you got to focus on the office now because right now I should be so busy that, you know, I said, this is my last attempt. I mean, I can't, if I don't pull it out of the hat this time, I'm done. I just can't do it anymore. I'm old. You know, I don't have that many years left. And
I think it's, by the by the search volume that's going on there, and just from some of the other conversations I've had today too, it looks like it's finally time. The search volume has come up for the area. So I just pulled out some of it. Yeah, exactly.
The sun comes
it's warming
up
and the bugs
time.
Are loose. Exactly.
Yeah, everything's going crazy.
Yep. So, I mean, really, it's a matter of just getting you seen up there so that you can collect from that business that's coming through. And so, you know, you've got a nice high search volume there. It's over 1,800, which is a nice high search volume. 90% of them are choosing somebody in the map, then that's where we're going to program you. So, should we get you set up and going, Ken?
So I need to come up with how much?
To take advantage of the listing, it'd be $398 total, and that's $299 for your first month, and the one-time only $99 setup.
Okay, so I got to come up with $400.
Basically, minus $2.
Okay. Right, well, you can have that tip.
thank you.
Okay, so how much time do I have to come up with that?
Not a whole lot. So when our listings open, we have a very short window. This one opened early this afternoon. So if we don't have it filled by the end of the day, they'll probably close it on us again. We usually don't get a second day crack at it. Time is it now? It must be 3:30 or is it 4:30 your time?
My time is, let's see here. My time is 4:22.
Okay, so almost 4:30. Okay. So we've got a couple hours. Do you think that would be enough to get it rounded up?
Honestly, probably not, but I'll try.
Okay.
I mean, that's, you know,
but
I'll try. That's all I can do.
Sure. Let me look at something here.
I'm supposed to go out. You know, I've got, like I said, I'm right now, the jobs I just went and did today were all follow-ups. So I spent my money getting gas and so on. But,
sure.
I mean, I have, you know, vehicles I can sell. I have stuff like that, and I can probably offer a ridiculous price on one of these vehicles, and they'll come get it. It's just, I don't know, you know. It's that bad. It really is. I mean, I am coming out of, you would not even believe the crap that I'm digging out of. You know, saving the house was my first priority. And trying to keep everybody else happy at the same time was next to impossible, but somehow I've managed to do it. But I've got to, I mean, it's, you know, I don't even know how to, if you had a lot of time, I could explain it to you, but it just seems like I just keep getting hit and keep getting hit and keep getting hit. And I'll get ahead, and then somebody will get in my bank accounts, and I'll get ahead, and somebody will hit something else, and it's just, and I don't, like I said, mean technology, I don't understand it, I don't like it, I don't want it, I want a rotary phone again and a pager. But I don't,
you and
you
my
know,
husband
this stuff
both.
Here, oh, I just, they, because they, I've been, literally, I mean, I've been taking, when Amy died, I got a secretary in here, and she ended up filing a claim for unemployment, and diverting it to a Chime card that was in my business name that she created. And then she ordered an ATM card for my business account, and she went from Anderson, Indiana, all the way to Fort Wayne, spending money at gas stations loading up Visa cards.
Oh.
So that was in the tune of, I don't even know how much, because I've never filed unemployment in my life. Everything's been locked up in fraud, so I haven't been able to investigate anything else. And it just doesn't stop. And then this local splash, and then these people and those people, and not local splash, I'm sorry, 411 or whatever the hell they were called.
Right.
And
I
mean, it's like, I've been trying to hire one person for like 6 years now. One person. And the one guy that I thought might be it, because he had a 7A, good standing, state chemist, all that, the first route he went on, he ripped off my customer. And he took an antique wedding ring of a great grandmother's, and there's no money in the world that's going to replace that. So I went to his house, he wouldn't answer. I went to his girlfriend's house, found one piece of it, and got where some of it went. So I started kicking in doors all over town, and I got every single piece of that property back right down to the $5 knife and took it back to my customer. course,
wow.
Of course, they're not my customers.
Yeah,
I lost them.
Right.
I lost them as a customer, but I got them all their shit back, so.
Good, good. Well, Ken, if this doesn't fill by the end of the day, or if I can, I'll see if I can hold on to it. I really doubt it, but how long do you think it would take you to get everything together that you'd have the money for it?
Well, how long are you in the office or whatever?
I'm in the office.
As soon as I get off the phone, I'll start making phone calls. That's what I'll do, is I'll start calling people. And
I walk out the door at 7 o'clock your time. So to get you set up still on today, we'd probably need by 6 o'clock.
Okay, my time is, where are you located?
We're in California, Southern California.
Oh, that's where I came from. I came from Northern California, though.
Oh, my gosh.
Sacramento, yeah.
Oh, my
gosh. Born and raised.
Wow, I'll be darned. Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's crazy, huh? Yeah.
Is that enough?
I got to make some phone calls. I mean, you said $400, right? Is that what it is?
Yep, to get started.
Okay. Hell of a lot of money, but I, you know, I'm not one that is big on asking for things. So I'm usually the one doing for everybody and taking care of everybody, and it's hard for me to ask for things, so I have to figure it out and think it through.
Well, and you know, our friends, when we're hurting like you have been and when we're going through hard times, truly our friends wish that we would ask them for help because they want to help. So I bet.
I really don't have any friends anymore. They've all taken me to the cleaners. So I don't have any friends. I have associates. I have people out there that are customers. You know, I'll call John O'Reilly. He owns one of the bars I take care of, but he's been my customer since I started, because I worked for Arrow first and he left Arrow and went with me. But maybe he'll lend it to me. I don't know. I hate asking for shit.
Well, I should probably not take any more of your time right now, Ken. Why don't I? I'm going
to
talk to my boss.
How do I get hold of you?
I just texted my contact information to you. Let me know if it's in your phone. And I did want to ask you too about phone numbers. Make sure I've got the best one for you. I've got...
Okay, the office...
Go ahead.
I was going to say, the office is 317-513-3009.
Okay.
And then my number, which is, you know, if something doesn't seem right or if you really need to talk to the owner or whatever, is 317-440-1230. That's my number, my personal number.
Okay. Perfect. So actually, then let me, I think I just sent that to the office phone. So let me resend that so you get it. 317, oops, I missed a digit. My apologies. 317-440-1230. All right, let me try that again. Right. Oops, and I put in the wrong number. There we are. Okay. And if you can also just call in and ask for me, and they'll transfer you over, but I'm sending you my direct extension and phone number. My name is Gail, again. And why don't we do this? Why don't I call you about 6 o'clock your time this evening if I haven't heard from you sooner? And I will beg and plead with my boss as soon as we're done on the line. So just so you know, what I'm going to do is I'm going to plead hardship with him and see if he'll allow me to hold on to it for you until tomorrow morning, just in case. But just so you know, that's what I'm going to work on in the meantime while you're making calls and seeing what you can do. Okay?
Okay. That would be amazing.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Ken. Oh, did you get that text?
Let me check here. Yeah, because I've made, you know, well over $250,000 a year, and it's...
We got to get you back there.
You know, when everything was okay.
Right.
You know,
right.
I tell myself, really, it's just things have been so screwed up that, hey, it's good.
Oh, good. Thank you. Yeah, you've had a hell of a time. I mean, you really have. And that's, I think he'll probably let me hold it for you. But I am going to let you go so you can make those calls and I can go make sure I can hold this for you and then talk in a couple hours. Sound good?
All right. Sound like a winner. Thank
awesome.
You so much.
You're welcome. I appreciate your time, Ken. Thank you. Bye-bye.